Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2180, Robert J. Palmer and Laura M. Hudson.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Being and Dad's Borough 100, Sussex County, containing 18.11 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Cedar Lane, approximately 0.53 mile north of Governor Stokely Road. The 901 address is 23318 Cedar Lane, Georgetown. The tax parcels are District 133, Map 3, Parcel 1, and Parcel 1.10. Staff would submit for the record an exhibit booklet, a site plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation that did not require a TIS, and we have an opposition letter that has 20 signatures on it in opposition to the requested use. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Okay, Mr. Palmer.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to see you all again. It's been a long time.
Your name is?
My name is Robert Palmer, and I'm with Beacon Engineering, and I reside at 23318 Cedar Lane, sir.
The recording device doesn't recognize you.
I understand. So. Yes, sir.
Okay.
As Ms. Cornwell indicated, I'm before you here tonight requesting a conditional use for adding employees to my home occupation. Back in 2000, I'd like to take you guys on a two-minute trip down memory lane, if that's okay. In 2012, I found myself out of doors. The economy bit me. And as you guys all probably remember well, it was very, very difficult to find work. And so being able to find a full-time job was impossible, even with the quality of work that I put together. So I asked a few friends, a few colleagues, if there was any contract work, if they had any contract work. And so that's how Beacon Engineering was born, at my kitchen table in a dumpy little apartment that I was renting in Milton. And I worked for myself and did all my own work and got myself back on my feet, bought a little house out in the county, and continued my home occupation. I actually contacted Lawrence back in the day and told him what I was doing, and he reminded me, no employees, and I said, yes, sir, I understand. And shortly after that, business, taken off, and I found myself in a need for help with drafting, there's a lot of draftsmen out there that contract work, so I contracted for drafting work. Business is booming, and I find myself at a point where I'd like to move on and kind of get back to where I used to be before I found myself out of doors. And we started looking for land, and seeing that I could make this civil engineering thing really work, we put a business plan together and kind of figured out what our goals were. And I worked for the big engineering firm, so trying to figure out where do I want to be, what do I want to be when I grow up. So we started looking for land and a place where we could have Beacon Engineering continue as a home occupation, but be able to provide a higher level of service by someday having employees. So we were very blessed to come across this beautiful horse farm, and we actually by some serendipity, we actually got to meet the then landowner, and she befriended us, and we told her about our plans and what we wanted to do, and thought that was a good idea. So fast forward to 6 or 8 months ago, I finally submit my service level evaluation request, because my contractors are now with me more than they're not with me, and I know I'm not supposed to do that. So I submitted my service level evaluation request, and it's in the record, but it's also in my exhibit booklet that indicated that a traffic impact study for 20-some cars wasn't 10 for up to 10 employees wasn't I think the traffic impact study actually said it was de minimis, but in any event, I'd like to talk a little bit about the property and its environment. Is the exhibit booklet up here, Janelle? Okay. Let's see.
Which one? I'm not used to driving with a mouse. There we go. So in the exhibit booklet, what I did was I highlighted the conditional uses and other intense, what I would consider to be intense rural uses in the vicinity. And I've got about a half a mile or so down the road, I've got a borrow pit that's got a conditional use, and there's several hundred acres that's very close to me that has conditional use for land application of biosolids, industrial and domestic waste sludge. We've got the woods at Walls Creek that's directly behind me that's zoned MR, and across the street I've got the Georgetown Water Reclamation Facility that I actually had the blessing of designing 20 years ago. So I'm very familiar with the area. Our property is surrounded on three sides by vegetation, some of which is owned by us, some of which is owned by the woods, and I'm trying to find, oh, Jenna's trying to help. I wanted to get back to the area ago, that's it. Could we turn off the zoning for the woods? Thanks. Oops, I'll let you. There we go. Okay. So on the property, this area of the property, the woods at Walls Creek has a platted 30-foot forested buffer that with the brambles and with the brambles and the briars, it's pretty thick. We also have on our side 20 feet of woods that's remained untouched. Along Cary Lane, the woods at Walls Creek has a 20-foot forested buffer that over the years has grown very thick. On this side of the driveway around the house, there's a series of lelands that have grown very dense, so it's nearly impossible to see the house on that side. Out front, there is a well-established vegetated buffer that separates our property from the lots out front that the landowner still retains. And so the conditional use that we're requesting is for essentially a home occupation with employees. As you all folks know very well, I'm a civil engineer, and my office is in the above the garage in the in a loft above the garage. And so we come and go through the back door. There's a back set of stairs that get us up there, and we literally sit behind our computers all day, and we don't bother a soul. We don't generate any noise or dust, and you know, with the vegetation that is around the property, it's physically impossible to see the garage until you get to about here where my cursor is. So we're very well screened, and I think if I hadn't have submitted my application for conditional use, I probably nobody would know that I was back there. But that's beside the point. Let's see, what else do I have? I do have neighbors, although they're kind of far away from me. The closest neighbors in the woods at Walls Creek are nearly, from house to house, are nearly 600 feet away. I do have two neighbors on Cedar Lane. I have a neighbor up here and a neighbor down here that's well over 1,000 feet away. And my only other neighbor is Reverend Scott back here, who's invited us to come pick strawberries. But again, that's kind of not part of the presentation. In 2017, we sought a variance because we found when we acquired the property that the existing public stables were too close to this lot line, and so we approached the Board of Adjustment and sought a variance where there was no opposition to our request, and that was
that was granted. I want to highlight a couple of things in the exhibit booklet. I'm not going to go through it in any great detail because I think my application is pretty, should be pretty short. We are in a level three service territory. The rear portion, and there is a exhibit in the booklet that shows the rear portion of the property is in level four, but we're not planning to build any structures on the property to house the business. This is our home, and I want to continue for it to be my home and just happen to have my business in the home. We are in a developing area in the as indicated in the recently approved and ratified comprehensive plan, and the comprehensive plan reads that a variety of office uses would be appropriate in many areas. In doing so, careful mixtures of homes with light commercial and institutional uses can be appropriate to provide for convenient services and to allow people to work close to home. I have a 30-second commute, and my employees, when they are at the house, we sit at our desks, we order in for lunch, there isn't a lot of traffic. As far as clients go, the majority of you know me, and that when I go out to meetings, and I might have a client come by twice a month. It's far easier to go to them because that's where the work is than it is to bring them to me and we sit around a computer or drawings, that sort of thing. And I have been very fortunate in that all of my business has and my growth has come literally from word of mouth. So while in the recommended conditions recommended conditions that I put in the back of the exhibit booklet, I did ask for the potential for a sign, but the reality of it is I haven't even put up the 6-square-foot sign that I'm allowed by home occupation anyway. So it's the tenor of my application is, should the commission and the county council act favorably upon my request, I'd like to do it one time and kind of be done.
Okay.
So I do have a couple of other housekeeping things just to get into the record, and this may answer some of the board's questions. My immediate plans are up to 5 employees, and that would include my wife Laura and I. We don't count though because we're part of the home occupation. So it would be 3 to 4 added. My long-range plans, because I don't want to limit myself, I'm looking for potentially up to 10, but that's years down the road, if ever. And how I came up with 10 was working at the larger engineering firms and growing up through the ranks. Once I got to manage more than that,
that's all you can look after.
Well, you lost the personal touch. And being humbled and then building myself back up in every way, the personal touch I missed when I was at the bigger companies. And so to grow any larger than that, again, this is our home first. The business is we're incredibly blessed to have the business that we have. And we have that business because of the level of attention, the level of detail, and the personal touch that we offer to our clients. And to grow any larger than that, I don't want that ever. Business hours, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, except for holidays. Talked about the sign. I think that's it.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We're going to start with Mr. Hopkins.
Yes, Mr. Palmer, do any of the employees have backup alarms on their cars?
No, sir. That's the only backup alarms we have are the trash truck when it comes once a month.
Okay. Now, The area that you would like the conditional use, how many acres is your whole property?
18.1.
How big of an area do you want the conditional use to embody?
Sure. I didn't specify in the application. I did recommend in my conditions is that the business would occupy no more than 1,500 square feet, but I was silent on whether that would be in the house or in an outbuilding. And because I don't know, I haven't, because this is a very long range plan, Mr. Hopkins, I haven't given thought to where the best location for an outbuilding should I grow to the point where I want some privacy. So for that reason, I didn't specify an acreage, but I wouldn't be opposed to that being a condition of the, should the board recommend approval.
Well, maybe we'll just see what the public comments are and then
yes, sir.
Revisit that, maybe or maybe not. And that's all I have.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You mentioned a sign. Did you want it to be a lighted sign?
Indirect. comply with compliance with the code. But
so with your business, do you survey? So do you have vehicles that would be, like the employees would be coming in and then the additional vehicles would be going out?
Not at this time, but that's part of the long-range plan.
If you're asking for like 10 employees, are you suggesting 10 vehicles?
Well, 10 and 10 total would include Laura and me, so 8. It could be as many as 8 vehicles. To get back to the survey question, there's two reasons why I shied away from doing my own surveying. One, a third of my work comes from surveyors who don't like dealing with the Department of Transportation, and there's a tremendous amount of liability in survey that I'm just not sure that I want to bite. So it is part of the plan, but not immediately. It would be future.
So mostly the employees that would come in the morning.
And yes, ma'am.
Be there all day.
Yes, ma'am.
And then they could come at the end of the day.
Correct.
So it wouldn't be additional.
No, there wouldn't be. There is no plan for in and out all day long.
Okay. I think that's it for me.
Okay. Mr. Reard?
I have none.
Sorry.
Ms. Stevenson?
All right. I just need you to explain your first condition to me. The office shall not exceed 1,500 square feet of floor area. Additions to the building for private use of the residents on the premise or related to the farming operations may be permitted. So first you say not exceed 1,500 square feet, and then you say, but we can add on as much as we want.
For private only. Right now we have 3 vehicles that sit outside and a small utility trailer. And if you knew me at all, you would know how much that kills me. And so one of our plans is to construct an outbuilding behind the house to be able to secure that equipment so that it doesn't continue to deteriorate in the elements. So that was the point of that.
Okay.
That thought.
That's okay. As I was reading it last night, I was like, okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Laura?
I have none, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I just want to clarify, do employees ever come early or stay late because you're asking for 8 to 5?
Yes, ma'am. I do have one employee who would prefer to come in around 7:30, and I do have, and the other employee, the other contractor, he regularly stays till 6:30 or 7 o'clock. But our hours of operation where a client might show up would be from 8 to 5.
Well, the thing is, though, your hours of operation for our purposes are when somebody's there operating, okay? Now, I know in your case it might be 24/7, but you're
yes,
allowed
sir.
Because
yes, sir.
You live there. So 7 to 7 might be a more appropriate hours of operation?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Ms. Cornwell, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's all I had.
Okay.
Thank
Counselor?
You.
No, I don't have it. Thanks.
Okay. I just look a couple things. The commission does have the ability to circumscribe the conditional use area, and 18 acres is a lot of conditional use.
Yes, sir.
My concern would be, before we go there, there was a letter in the record with 20 signatures, and were there any reasons for the opposition given? course, we're going to hear from the public here. If there's somebody here, they can certainly tell us. They're going to get...
It just says referenced the, it actually referenced the short title of the application, and it just says we object to a change, a zoning change for professional office space at the property.
Okay. Didn't really say why, it just says we...
Does not say why, it just says that they object.
Okay. The concern I would have is that I think there needs to be some healthy distance kept between a conditional use activity and the residential subdivision behind it.
Yes, sir.
That's my only concern, because as the rules stand now, you could construct a building within 30 feet of your rear yard, okay? And I'm a little concerned that that might not be the best place for that. So
it would extend my commute unfavorably.
Yeah, okay. So so that would be my only concern about not limiting the conditional use to some extent. With that, I'll ask you to take a seat nearby, and we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application, unless you have something else to say.
Yes, sir. I have one more thing to add.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hearing your question and discussion that Ms. Cornwell and I had earlier today, time to ponder, time to reflect, and I think a 200-foot setback from perimeter property line would still give me several acres to be able to pick and choose, should I ever choose to seek an outbuilding for that.
You're saying 200 feet all the way around, or 200 feet from the rear yard?
200 feet from the rear yard and 200 feet from the front yard. Basically, any neighbors that I might potentially adversely affect.
Okay.
But
all right.
You know how boring us engineers are. We really don't do a whole lot but sit behind the computer.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll take your suggestion under advisement. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2180, Robert J. Palmer and Laura M. Hudson? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2180? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
Hello. I am Evelyn Willie.
Okay.
And I actually I used to own the property. And it was a horse farm, and I also own the 7 building lots across the front of that property. My problem is that this is zoned AR1, and I do have the 7 residential building lots across the front. How's a commercial property sitting behind them going to affect them? There's already a lot of traffic going out of that property because this is, they rent out the barn, they rent it out as a person that boards horses and gives riding lessons and shows horses, okay? Therefore, you have that traffic going in and out of this driveway, which I have the 2 lots directly on either side of the driveway. But if you get 10 employees along with this horse boarding facility now, we're giving riding lessons, so I know there's a minimum of 6 horses out there. I think there's 7 to 8. We talking 7 to 8 to 10 families coming up and down the driveway, up and down this lane, and residential houses eventually be on either side of it. I think I have a problem with that.
Okay.
All right. Hours of operation, you're talking 7 to 7. The horse boarding, horse riding stable, they have no hours of operation. I mean, I had horses, so I know what it's like to show and come home from shows and things like that. You're out there all hours of the night, up and down the driveway, all hours of the night. Also, if you have 10 employees, you're in a residential house. I know the house has a gravity-fed septic. It's for a four-bedroom house. Now you got 10 employees there. I know they put a bathroom in the barn, so now you're putting even more stress on the septic system that's there. Might be something to think about.
Okay.
All right. Again, traffic going in and out of the driveway. If you have 10 employees sitting in a house, you also have customers coming up and down the driveway. You also have lots of subcontractors coming up and down the driveway. So we're not talking about just traffic with 8 or 10 cars. Now you've really increased the traffic that's coming in and out of a residential area. The trees out there, I mean, yes, it's buffered right now. The trees are 20 years old. They're Leland cypress across the front. I just took 4 out because they're old and they die. So that buffer across the front will probably go away soon. The trees are not going to last forever. Like I said, I just this fall took out 4 on my property. There is no buffer. There's a horse fence, a white vinyl fence from this last lot. It's a 4-acre lot. Okay, so there is no buffer there. All right, that may need to be looked at. And as far as the sign out there, I think it's going to be real hard to sell some lots out there with a big commercial sign out there.
Okay.
All right. So that's it. It wasn't purchased. When I purchased the property, it was agricultural, and that's what I kept it. And, you know, the building.
Okay.
I don't like it, see it becoming commercial, and it's going to affect me directly with the other lots. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
My name is Karen Kelly, and I live in the woods at Walls Creek. I am actually the one that went around and got all the signatures from everyone. When I went to the people that were home, I only had 2 hours for my busy schedule to take care of this. But when I went to their house, I explained what was going on. Were you aware they were trying to file for commercial use? Did you know about this? Some people did, some people didn't. But they were very much against it, and especially the people that live in the very back of the subdivision because of the noise factor. There is noise. There's a lot of noise now.
What's the nature of the noise?
Yeah. Cars, music. We can hear people talking, so it's not like I really need to know what's going on. And I've actually heard a couple arguments up there, and none of my business. I really don't care what they're arguing about, but I don't need to hear that when I'm sitting out in my yard with my dog. So I don't feel that this should be granted.
Which house is yours?
My house is actually the very first one, the first on the left.
Okay.
Yep, that's my house.
Okay.
And, you know, the trees that go down Carey Lane, they're getting older. And in the wintertime, the leaves go away. You can see what's going on. You can see people up there. So as far as a buffer, I don't really feel that's considered a very good buffer. You know, and it's a residential neighborhood. We'd like to keep it a residential neighborhood. We don't want there's plenty of other office spaces available in Georgetown if that's where you want to be. You know, there's plenty of other areas to be in, but if you absolutely want to be in Georgetown, that's great, but I don't feel it needs to be there. So You know, I don't understand the traffic factor. I have a real concern about that. Traffic flies up and down that road constantly on Cedar Lane, so I think that's going to be a big issue. I haven't done a lot of study on the traffic, but I mean, just turning into the development, there's a lot of traffic up and down that road constantly. So, you know, I am not in support for this at all. I did have a letter to go with the signatures. I forgot to turn that in today.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1884.